you up to $1,500 more for your trade-in based on KBB values. We are locally owned with a family environment and open till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday until 7 p.m. with many lenders to help with any financial situation. Visit us today at 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
When something goes wrong in your home, you need a champion to fix it. That's where we come in. Champion Comfort Experts has spent decades hitting home runs and home service in the upstate area. Our trusted team of experts can handle any curveball your heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical system can throw at us. So if you've got a major league problem in your home, Champion Comfort Experts is the team to call. Champion Comfort Experts, your MVP for heating, air, plumbing, and electrical.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, so the first half last night, Ramona, LeBron James finally shoots the ball well. I think his high game in the playoffs had been 28. He had 31 at the half.
Yeah.
So he shot the ball well. He went 4-4 from three-point range. And all I see all over social media is how LeBron's the greatest. This proves it. I mean, these people are writing this crap, Ramona. His team is down 3-0. 3-0 in the series. And these idiots are all over social media writing stuff about this proves LeBron is the greatest. No, you know what? Winning is actually the key. Some of you idiots on Twitter apparently don't get this. The goal is actually to win the game. It's not to win the first half or to score the most points in the first half or any of that stuff. It's nice that he finally had a nice half. It's good. It's good. Good he finally had a nice half. Because his play during the playoffs had been pretty pedestrian. And it ended badly, Ramona. The Lakers were up, what were they up? 74-57 at the half or something like that. Yeah, playing at home. LeBron is 31 in the first half. They're up 74-57, I think. And then the third quarter happened. And the rest of the game happened. And the Lakers lost and got swept away by the Denver Nuggets. Swept away. LeBron... Last night, Ramona, after the first half in which all the LeBroniacs were out all over social media celebrating the fact that his team was down 3-0, but he was the best player on earth. After that happened, after the final result came in and LeBron flopped around the court a few more times trying to draw, you know, Academy Awards for acting, two things
he
were...
flops.
Oh, all the, he's the worst ever.
No
or,
way.
Oh, worst ever. Yeah. The flop has been trending.
No, is yeah, that right? Yeah. No way.
So late last night in the game, the flop is trending everywhere. And then after the flop comes the bum. The bum.
The bum.
After they lost last night, the bum was trending all over Twitter. You know, I don't know. I sort of like these little derivations of the...
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I like the little derivations on the original name. I still have never seen anybody who so divides the basketball universe as LeBron James. But... you know, again, his team gets swept away.
I bet he didn't spend 5 minutes walking around the court looking at the crowd with his hands raised.
No,
the sky,
no, that's right.
They, like
no, there was no celebration. There were some artificial tears.
Some There were some artificial tears.
And so they get swept away by the Denver Nuggets. They lose both games at home in LA, and LaFlop and LaBum is out of the playoffs.
LaFlop seems like way too big to try flopping.
Oh no, that's what he does. Oh, it's just awful. You have to see some of them.
It seems like it would come out looking really weird.
It looks absolutely awful, and there's no one worse at it than him. But there were lists last night, Ramona, of like 50 bastardizations of his name. They put them all over.
It didn't take them long to turn on them.
No, it did not. Now, I don't know if those are all the same people. You know, I think the people who are writing all the flowery stuff in the first half. I mean, again, if you were up, even 2-1 or something, then and you have a great half, then you could be writing that stuff. But when you're down 3-0, you can't be writing that stuff about the greatest this, greatest that. This proves it. Proves nothing, idiots. He's down 3. He was down 3-0, and now he's home. You know, now he's on his way to Bermuda or something. He's home. He's vacationing now. You know, look. Here's what happened.
This is. I'm looking at one of his flops.
Oh, he's the worst. Yeah, he's the worst.
He like sits there, like acts like he can't get up. And he's the worst ever.
That's bad.
Yeah. He's too. Yeah.
Oh, he'll throw himself 15 feet, staggering.
Gave him a towel.
Yeah, but so LaFlop started trending again because there were more flops late in the game, and then LaFlop turned to LaBum after.
I like that better than LaFlop. I gotta admit,
I was a big fan of LaFlop until LaBum came along.
LaBum, I like that.
when LaBum came along, I was pretty much enjoying myself. LaBum, and the Denver Nuggets.
Ah, somebody hands him a towel, and he looks like he's crying.
Yeah,
he's and they didn't got up yet.
Yeah, they were fake tears.
Yeah, that flopping business is bad.
Well, he flopped. He squirted eye drops in his eyes.
As he was going down, he poked his finger in his
By the way, do you see some of that stuff recently with the eye drops? You know, I have to use those things.
What eye drops?
A lot of eye drops. I think there were like 10 brands. People were blinded, losing their...
No!
Having to have eyes removed, dying.
Oh, no way!
Yeah. Yeah, apparently from some bacteria that somehow got into
in the eye drop some of these, company or yeah. what, in the eye drops that they bought or what?
Yeah.
I
guess we had never had this in this country before, but we have it now, and I think the death rate when you get this like 25%, and the blindness and the blindness rate was like 50-something%.
That's terrible.
Yeah, not good.
I wonder why I haven't seen a lawyer commercial about that.
Well, it's new. This happened the last few days.
It did?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. So the Denver Nuggets won a berth in the NBA championship. This is the first time they have ever made the NBA championship series, Amar. They have been playing basketball in the NBA for 47 years. 47 years, and this is the first time they have ever made the NBA championship series. They were also in the ABA from 67 to 76, and they didn't make it there either. Actually, I think they did make it 1 year. They did make it 1 year because they lost to the Nets 1 year. So they did make it. They did make it 1 year, but they have never made the NBA championship final in 47 years. They are going now. You know, you think about some of the great players who have played for this franchise. Alex English, the legendary South Carolina product, who's one of the great scorers in NBA basketball history. Lafayette Fat Lever. Fat Lever, for those who don't know, you want to talk about triple-doubles. This dude invented them. In fact, he was producing quadruple-doubles. And it was at a time where it wasn't that well-known. But Lafayette Fat Lever was a guard, and he was a stat sheet stuffer who was producing quadruple doubles. You can look that up, Fat Lever. They're also the the team of the legendary David Thompson, still maybe the greatest athlete that's ever played the game of basketball. And, you know, Thompson was with Denver in the ABA and in the NBA. And, you know, it was only his habit, the coke issues, that, you know, I think we already remember David Thompson as one of the 50 best players of all time. But the question is, what would he have been without the drug habit? And I just don't think there's any talent. I think he probably would have been top five or six. I mean, I think he was that good. He's the, in my mind, David Thompson's the best college player under 6 foot six in the history of the game. The only one who can rival it, in my view, is Oscar Robertson. And you'd be fine taking either one of those guys in terms of the history of the college game and what David Thompson did in ACC lore. But he did these things for the Denver Nuggets, too, both in the ABA and the NBA. Byron Beck, these are the great players in Denver franchise history. Dan Issel, we were talking the other day about most underrated baseball players of all time. If you're making a list of the most underrated basketball players of all time, Dan Issel might be one. He is certainly on the short list, both in the ABA and the NBA. Dan Issel, and at Kentucky, Dan Issel was a 6'9 power forward who could shoot from anywhere and was just a physical force. And he's a name that, quite honestly, sort of basketball history has forgotten, but Issel, one of the great players, and from a scoring standpoint, Issel scored a ton of points in his professional basketball career. 27,000? I don't know. That comes to mind. I'm looking it up.
What did that guy say about LeBron from Sports Map?
It's Sean King. This is before the game had started last night. When I left here, I still had the radio station on. And there's a show that comes on after me that I think isn't bad. It lasts like an hour. And it's Sean King, and I can't remember the other guy's name. And Sean King, yes, that's Sean King, the ex-Tulane quarterback. That's Sean King. And he's funny. He's funny, and he sort of calls it like he sees it. And the other guy's pretty good, too. Like I said, I don't know why it's only on an hour. It should be on longer. But did you write down what I said?
I did.
Okay. So I'm leaving here, and Sean King is talking about how LeBron James, both guys are talking about how LeBron James can't buy a three-point shot and just can't hit a jump shot to save their lives. And Sean King said this. Go ahead, Ramon.
He said LeBron was shooting like the basket was moving.
Yeah, he said LeBron out here shooting like the basket is moving. That's what Sean King said. I had to laugh at that as I'm driving along. But I know we just lost a couple people too. You want to get in, you're welcome to. What happened to I was looking up Dan Issel. I'm thinking he scored like 27,000 points in his professional career. Two different leagues, ABA and NBA. Okay, how about this? He averaged 22.6 and 9.1 rebounds and shot 50% from the field over his career. And he scored, where is it? When don't I see it? I'll have to find it. In any case, when he came into the NBA, the ABA, excuse me, out of Kentucky, he first played for Kentucky in the ABA. Here are Issel's numbers the first few years of professional basketball in the ABA. His rookie year, he averaged 29.9. His second year, he averaged 30.6, 27.3, 25.5. He went to Denver. and in the ABA, and then Denver in the NBA. And with Denver in the NBA, he averaged 22.3, 21.3, 23.8, 21.9, 22.9, 21.6. You know, he did the exact same thing in the NBA that he was doing in the ABA. And yet, most people have never heard of him. Or if you've heard of him, you don't know, you know, what he did and what he accomplished. But Issel was one of the great players. So another big name from Denver history. And then Dikembe Mutombo, Doug Moe. You know, at one point, the Denver Nuggets had a team that went to the finals and lost to Julius Erving's New Jersey Nets, New York Nets, in the championship series. That Denver team had David Thompson, Dan Issel, Bobby Jones. Yeah, the great Bobby Jones, one of the greatest defenders ever lived, who played with the Sixers and Julius Erving as well, and Marvin the Human Eraser Webster. They had Marvin the Human Eraser Webster.
Why did they call him the Human Eraser?
Well, Marvin Webster was like 7'3", and he was called the Human Eraser because he was allegedly such a great shot blocker. He was really just a big 7'3" stiff who had, why he was called the Human Eraser, because he blocked shots.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was part of that team. So they had David Thompson, Dan Issel, Bobby Jones. I think they won like 67 games and went to the ABA Finals and lost to the Nets. But those are some of the great players in Denver history who never made an NBA final. This team, led by Jokic and Jamal Murray, by the way, who is playing out of his mind. Murray is like the Western Conference version of playoff Jimmy Butler. He's like playoff Jamal Murray. He's sort of the Western Conference version of that. Joe, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Quick break.
Graduation is just around the corner. You have worked hard for this moment. Your family and friends are here to celebrate. So get ready for those pictures and posts with a fresh shave and cut with Roosters. Roosters invites the men in your life to get a haircut and close shave like you have never gotten before. What time is better than now? Because the only thing more permanent than that degree is a picture in the family album. Call now for your appointment at 884-8920 to feel your best.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Lowcountry Mail. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Lowcountry Mail offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
The Coyote K9 UTV helps you own the land you own. Hear the difference? Owning land sounds like this.
Well, time to die. I want you to have my land, son.
But owning sounds like... You see, owning is...
Sign here.
But owning is more. Yeah. The rugged Coyote K9 UTV. Coyote, we dig dirt.
See BRB Trading in Greer or Stack Equipment in Anderson for more information.
Built to last and rock solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota. And the place to buy your Toyota? Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. For new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyotas, find them at Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
This summer will be hotter than ever. Country music artist Darius Rucker will be heating things up July 28th at the Southern Fried Circuit Charity Concert presented by Upcountry Fiber at the Anderson Civic Center. Only at this upscale get down can you hear Darius sing your favorite songs and give back to local upstate charities at the same time. Visit SouthernFriedCircuit.com to buy your tickets today. That's SouthernFriedCircuit.com. Tickets are limited, so act fast. We'll see you at Southern Fried Circuit with Darius Rucker on July 28th.
Smitty Smoke and Soul Food Sunday Special includes a juicy bone-in fried chicken breast and two large sides for only $14.99. Choose from sides like jalapeno cheddar cornbread, seasoned green beans, or mac and cheese. For dessert, try their banana pudding or homemade peach cobbler. Their kids' meals are sure to get smiles from even the pickiest of eaters. Smitty Smoke and Soul Food, 5284 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Visit SmittySmokeAndSoulFood.com to view the menu and daily specials. See you Sunday at Smitty's.
Spring is upon us, and Granger Nissan has your next new car. With over 100 new vehicles in stock, all with a lifetime powertrain warranty, and many with financing as low as 0%. At Granger, we will give you up to $1,500 more for your trade-in based on KBB values. We are locally owned with a family environment and open till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday until 7 p.m. with many lenders to help with any financial situation. Visit us today at 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
There's a reason technical is our middle name. For more than 60 years, Tri-County Technical College has provided an awesome college experience for students, saving money for families and offering technical training that puts skilled people in the workforce at a faster rate, from incredibly affordable to fully funded. Our programs in manufacturing, information technology, business and healthcare, and more will put you on the path to a great career without crippling debt. Learn more at tctc.edu.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night, got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Yeah, welcome to the Road Rage. You know, our guy Malcolm is going to love this. Just a random thought. To date, given the fact the Celtics trail 3-0 against the Miami Heat, you know which team in the Eastern Conference gave the Heat the best go of it?
The Knicks.
The Knicks. It wasn't the Milwaukee Bucks who they bounced quickly. It's not been the Boston Celtics who they've just destroyed thus far. It was actually the New York Knicks. And the real reason why is Brunson. Honestly, when you look at the playoffs as a whole, if you want to say that Jokic has been the best player in the playoffs, I would agree with that. If you want to tell me that Jimmy Butler has been the second best player in the playoffs, I might agree with that. The third best player? Brunson of the Knicks.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
Hey, in those last two games of that series, he scored 40 points in both of them. And he wasn't a ball hog. He was single-handedly keeping his team in the game. Man, if you could put Jalen Brunson with the Celtics, you would really have something. Joe in Virginia and then Looper. Joe, how are you?
How's going, Walt? Maybe we can make a trade to make it happen, Walt.
Yeah, well, you need a point guard. This Marcus Smart thing, he's got to go.
Yeah, and I think his days of being like a lockdown defender, he's still good, but I don't know.
Yeah, but he's not a point guard. I mean, I'm fine with keeping him on the team. If you want to deal Brown and come away with something, but to me, either you got to play Robert Williams more, or you got to go find another big-bodied guy. Like, again, I think Sanogo of UConn would be perfect for Boston, but I still think you need a point guard. I think you need a guy. You know, this stuff with one guy at a time running the offense from out high, these wing players. I want the ball in a point guard's hand, and if you're going to keep Brown, you still need a point guard.
Well, my biggest complaint about our current head coach is, like, every single post game, they're like, "Well, what were you doing on that possession offensively?" They're like, "Well, we just take turns. We don't have a play call, basically."
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean you don't have a play call?
They do.
That's pretty vital.
Yeah, look, they do take turns, and as such, they remind me a little bit, although it's a different positional type of deal, of the old Detroit Pistons teams who would go to the hot hand, whether it was Isaiah Thomas or Dumars or Microwave Johnson. But these are taller wing players that are doing it with Boston. But that's not why they're losing, Joe. They're losing because their defense has been atrocious. Offensively, they've been one of the best offensive teams in the playoffs, but they can't stop anybody. They couldn't stop their mother. I mean, and against Miami, Miami has done an incredible job of spreading the court with court spacing. You know, every time you look at them, they've got their 15, 18 feet. They've spaced you out all over, and they're just attacking you off the bounce, and they're beating you from every single position. This is not a Jimmy Butler thing anymore. I mean, he's a part of it, but Miami is literally beating you off the bounce from every single position on the court. And there's just no way to win because they dribble, penetrate, they go right where they want, and then they kick out for wide open threes.
Like I said, I still think it's a coach thing, but I also think there's been a lot of talk, and if you have any competitive pulse in you, you win tonight. You still lose a series, but you win tonight. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Well, maybe they're all just going to Cancun together, hanging out with a bunch of other players, maybe from the Lakers or something, because we're all kumbaya friends. Stuff, but that's kind of like the NBA right now. But I'm not this friends business. I'm more into the rings business, and we need to be about that. As a side note, I did think it was hilarious. I don't know if you saw it, but there was a Warriors fan. You know how he was doing the Klay Thompson thing, the 1, 2, 3, 4. He was doing it to the Lakers fans, and some guy was like, "We have 17, you idiot." Well, you know, that kind of. It kind of works out that way, but I was going to give you a college football prediction.
And by the way, Joe, honestly, I think they should have went to zone a long time ago because they just don't look. And Milwaukee couldn't cover them either. That's the other thing. I mean, I'm seeing the same thing. I'm seeing history repeat itself, and all these coaches get fired after the Heat take them to school. But what you'll hear discussed tonight is the Celtics defense and whether it's any better than it's been or not. Because, like I said, they have just given carte blanche to every Miami offensive weapon to just drive the lane. And honestly, they're not even – their positional defense is terrible. I mean, there's this play from the last game, situation from last game, where Duncan Robinson comes off a screen, he gets the ball high on Grant Williams, and Williams is overplaying him to his left hand. Why? I have no idea. He's a right-handed player, and the whole middle of the lane is open. And Brogdon is the other guy out high. He doesn't dig down to help. Robinson blows right by Williams. Brogdon doesn't help at all. And the only guy who even moves his feet a little under the basket is Jason Tatum. He moves his feet to complain to the refs that Robinson cleared out on him, which he may have, but it's not the point. The point is you let a dude named Duncan friggin' Robinson have carte blanche to go from 22 feet to the rim on you, and that stuff's got to stop. I mean, you know, you know what? You got to lay somebody out every once in a while, too.
Yeah, do the Rasheed Wallace thing. Just slam him. I don't care. Just do it.
Do you remember remember what Bird said that time when they were trailing the Lakers and Bird said, I'm not sure I can use these words on air, but he said that we're a bunch of puffed us. He said, we're soft as can be. And he went on and said, this team just doesn't have the heart to win these kind of games. Bird said that about his own team when they were trailing the Lakers, and that was the call to action that started the greatest turnaround in Celtics Laker history. If you remember that next game, it's the game that Kevin McHale took Kurt Rambis to the ground, and they had all got the message from their leader that this puff to play was over, that we're going to play like men, and that's what they did, and they went on to win the series.
I think he's going to be decided in the first 5 minutes of the play. Yeah. I really do. I'll leave it this well. You know, I don't have their schedule in front of me. I believe Minnesota plays UNC Chapel Hill at Chapel Hill.
I think that's right.
They're going to beat UNC, by the way. And they're going to be undefeated going into, I believe, the Penn State game.
Wow.
Either the Penn State or Ohio State game, and they'll be like 5-0. And they have a bye week before the Penn State game. So they're going to beat North Carolina because of one reason, physicality. Because I don't think North Carolina wants any part of a physical team. I don't think they do.
You might be right.
Minnesota's going to be physical. Appreciate it.
Yep, you might be right. You might be onto something there, John. I think Penn State is also going to be one of the surprise teams. I don't know about surprise teams, but maybe, because I think they have a legitimate chance to make the playoffs. So we're going to talk more about that. We're going to get into more college football, and we're going to talk a little bit about two elements. I want to get to that quarterback list in a few minutes. Looper, how are you?
Yeah, you were talking about couldn't find it. Yeah, I just went to Google, and best 75 college quarterbacks of the 2000s and Bill Connelly, and then it came up and right up on Google. And then,
okay, so you didn't have to.
They got is the last 75.
You didn't have to buy into ESPN or something?
Well, I got the app, so I mean, yeah, I mean, if you, it only goes down to that chain guy from Hawaii, then he said you have to pay $9 read rest article. Okay. I'm going to open mine up on my ESPN Plus, so I don't have to pay for it. They just showed the first. Guess who was 75? On the last of the list.
Let's see. Guess who was Mr. Irrelevant? 75 on the last of the list. Let me think. Matt Barkley. No, it's got to be something. There's some reason you would say that. So let me think. What would be
remember, he plays for the Falcons at one. He played for the Falcons.
Oh, no, Matt. Not Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice.
Oh, it's Matty Ice. It's 75. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't think he'd even be that dang high. Guess who they had? I mean, they had Chang, the guy from Hawaii. They had him at 73. You only got to see 75, 74, yeah, and 73. And Chang was at 73. So I'm going to open it up and see who else they got on there. But, I ain't paying $9. I just happen to have an ESPN and Disney Plus app. So I can go in there and watch, read it for nothing. But if you don't, who wants to pay $9 that man to see that list?
Yeah, a list that culminates with Baker Mayfield at the top of it.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that earlier today. Yeah, he's at top, but it's amazing. Yes, it was unbelievable. Matty Ice,
yep,
boy, and what has he done in the pros? And I didn't think. I mean, he shouldn't have made the list. He ain't done nothing, but I ain't read it. I was kind of curious where they put. Who's the guy that played it? Patrick, best quarterback I've ever seen in the pros.
You broke up on me.
No, the guy just retired.
You broke up on me. I didn't hear what you said.
The guy retired.
Retired from where?
Played for football. He played at the Patriots, so Belichick.
Brady?
Guy played at Michigan.
Brady?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's it stopped at 73, so I want them. I didn't hear the announcers on the first show. They got down like the 10, so I'm going to be curious where they put him.
I don't know if he's on the list, because like I said, all I see is 25.
Well, I'm talking about from 75 up. I just want to see where Bill Connelly put him.
Oh.
The best quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah. I don't know that he's even on the list, but Brady was way better at Michigan than people understand. So, yeah. I mean, that ability was there. The NFL team slept on him in allowing him to go to round six. Here's what I have. I have the top 25. That's all I see. And it says click here for the rest. And then they when I click there, they want me to pay for the rest. I wouldn't pay 2 cents for this list. But in any case, 25 is Jalen Hurts. That actually seems ridiculously high for Jalen Hurts, to be honest. 24 is Case Keenum. 23 is Carson Palmer. 22 is Phillip Rivers. 21 is Tua Tagovailoa. 20 is C.J. Stroud. 19 is Bryce Young. 18 is Andrew Luck. 17 is Matt Leinart. 16 is Jameis Winston. It depends whether you get the first half or the second half of Jameis Winston. We'll continue this on the other side. Let me tell you about Elkmont Trading Company. Hey, friends, Memorial Day is coming, and that's the official kickoff to summer. No one is more excited about this than the folks at Elkmont. If you're hearing this, you're fortunate to live in one of the best areas of the country for outdoor living, camping, hiking, paddling, lake life, 18 holes of disc golf, or heck, even regular golf. It's all right here. Elkmont has exactly what you need. Pick up a kayak or paddleboard. Enjoy the lake life. Need a new disc putter? Elkmont has it. They have the performance clothing you need for all your outdoor activities and adventures, and most of it is going to be on sale Memorial Day weekend to celebrate summer's kickoff. The styles you want, the brands you love, On Running, Patagonia, Birkenstocks, Z Supply, Vuori, Howler Brothers, Eno Hammocks, Columbia, and a great game day collection all under one roof. There's something for everyone at Elkmont. See them at Highway 123 and Highway 93 in Clemson, or Highway 153 in Powdersville. And as always, go Tigers. Call them 864-653-7002. 864-653-7002. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. I'll get back to this list when we get back. I'll read you my top, what their top 25 is, and I'll give you my thoughts on it. Robert, I'm coming right to you.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three, Monday through Wednesday till 7:30, Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
And Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize your car insurance to save hundreds. Here's what those savings sound like in dollar bills. Here's what it sounds like in quarters. And here's what that sounds like in cryptocurrency, a thing I totally understand. 1010, I am money, cha-ching, beep, boop, dollar sign.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Start your summer with savings on Michelin tires at the Pendleton Tire Company. Between May 17th and June 16th, get up to $110 via reward card after online submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $850 or more. Tire purchases totaling less than $850 receive $50. Call Joey or Zach at 864-646-3694 or check out PendletonTire.com. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals-promotions for complete details. Offer expires June 16, 2023. Void where prohibited.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Anderson Beverage Outlet consistently gets 5.0 customer reviews. With great prices and outstanding customer service, it comes as no surprise. Military Appreciation Month is in May, and Anderson Beverage Outlet rewards our military service men and women, as well as our healthcare and law enforcement professionals, with a 3% savings. Make Anderson Beverage Outlet your home team for adult beverages. Anderson Beverage Outlet, in front of Lowe's and Target at 140 Commons Parkway.
$22.50 per hour. That's starting pay at BASF in Seneca. And no experience is needed to earn $22.50 per hour as a production technician. BASF offers even more for experience. Beyond great pay, BASF provides its employees benefits like full medical, dental, and vision, plus paid vacation, 401k plans, backup child and elder care, college tuition reimbursement, and more. Learn more at BASF.us/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, where you can earn $22.50 per hour.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with the team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-0200 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials Light Trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials Light Trap. Insecticide-free protection.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are the Roar.
Walt up to the Road Rage, we are back. You know, one of the issues with compiling a list like this is that even in this time frame that this list covers, from 2000 through 2023, the game has changed dramatically. That's why you can't use numbers. When you start to make these kind of comparisons, you almost have to throw numbers out. Because every time the game changes, the numbers change. That doesn't mean the quarterback play got better. It means the style of game accounted for the change in statistics. And so you have to consider that. That's why, you know, for example, you look at a Phillip Rivers, and when he was at NC State, they're playing a different game. They're playing a different game. And so I think you have to consider that fact. I also think you have to consider supporting cast. You just do. Again, I'm just looking at these 25. And of these 25 guys, I think Lamar Jackson by far had the worst supporting cast of any of these 25 quarterbacks. I don't even think it's close. I mean, I think your next arguments would be Case Keenum Houston, who, again, played with better talent than Lamar did at Louisville. And other than that, there's nobody. Andrew Luck at Stanford, maybe. Although Stanford was pretty good at that time. They're pretty good at that time. I think you look at the top 25 quarterbacks on this list, and if you ask yourself which one of them had the worst supporting cast, I think it's Lamar Jackson. And as I said, I'm not even sure it's particularly close. And I know it's not close with the majority of the teams on this list, who are all powerful football teams. Lamar Jackson played with crap, absolute garbage. His offensive line was an abomination. I mean, hell, they played that game down in Houston. Remember when Lamar Jackson got sacked 11 times? Think about that. Think about Lamar friggin' Jackson, who's the most athletic quarterback in the history of the game, being sacked 11 times, and what that said about the offensive line play for Louisville. And their defense was garbage, too. I mean, compared to all the other quarterbacks on this list, he was at an enormous competitive disadvantage. Now, you can sit there and you can try and tell me that Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson all you want in the 2000s, and I'm just going to say you're full of crap. I don't buy Baker Mayfield at one. I don't care about his little stats. I don't care. Baker Mayfield to me is more like 10, 11, 12. He's nowhere near one. Again, I don't care about his stats. Stats are the biggest lie of modern college football. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Walt, I'm great, man. Thanks for getting me in.
Thanks for getting in, Robert.
I take this list as like the greatest college quarterbacks. Is that what it was in a certain time period?
Yeah, ESPN's top 25 quarterbacks of the 2000s. I guess this was Bill Connelly's work. Yes.
Yeah, how do you not – where's Kellen Moore? How do you not have him number one?
Well, he's 14, and again, I've already made the case for Kellen Moore. To me, he's got to be top 5-6 somewhere in that range. He does. You want to just penalize him for being at Boise State, but again, this is a guy who went to Atlanta and just destroyed Georgia. Absolutely carved them up. And as I said, I believe he lost 3 games in his college career. 2 were buzzer games to TCU, and the other was a buzzer game to Nevada.
Yeah. And all of them, I think, were the result of kickers.
Yeah, they're all games that Boise State probably should have won. And he came dangerously close to going unbeaten an entire career.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, winning. Yeah. So, and I think
he was a brilliant college quarterback. Brilliant.
Yeah.
People forget his level of brilliance because he's 6 feet tall and didn't have a strong arm. So, you know, And look, I do think at some point here, you have to consider talent. And when I say talent, I don't mean what they became at the pro level. I just mean whether they were talented or not. Like for years, you know, let me give an example. For years, there has been this belief that Christian Laettner is one of the greatest college players, maybe the greatest college basketball player of all time. That's false. Okay, that's just absolute garbage. And the reason it's garbage is he wasn't good enough. That's the reality of it. He just wasn't good enough. He played on great teams with great coaching and other great players like Grant Hill and Bobby Hurley. And so he was great with them as a group, not as an individual. As an individual, he never had. I'm not talking about what he did at the pro level, but he never had that type of talent, you know? And so you can't look at Christian Laettner as a basketball player and tell me that he was better than Larry Bird or Oscar Robertson or Magic Johnson. If you want to say that, you're nuts. I mean, you have no friggin' clue. So what they're doing is when people want to say, well, he may be the greatest college player of all time. They're rating the team. They're not rating the player. They're rating the team and the supporting cast and all of that, which is why, to me, you have to examine elements of talent in this conversation.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy. You just got a bunch of people who know more about politics than they do sports.
Yeah. And by the way, that's why, to me, even though he went number one overall, I never believed in him going number one overall. I would never have Baker Mayfield atop this list. I just don't care, because he just wasn't talented enough to be one.
Yeah. What do you think about the fact that I honestly think that Matt Ryan should be a little higher than 75?
I tend to think so, too. He was pretty good at Boston College. He really was.
Yeah. Yeah, and I will never forget that hit that David Dunham put on him from Clemson. I mean, that's like one of the most violent hits I've ever seen in a football game, and I've seen a lot of violent football games. So the reason I called, the Raiders are finally doing something right, Walt. They're bringing Tom Brady on, or going to try to, as a minority owner. I really like this. I kind of hope he becomes more than a minority owner. I just don't like Mark Davis at all. I never have. I don't know what's up with that guy. Did Al leave him penniless? I mean, can he not afford better than putting a bowl on his head and cutting around it for a haircut? I just don't get that, dude. But I am so glad that Tom Brady, somebody who is a winner in everything they do, is coming on board, because they need it.
Yeah, I have no way to evaluate the impact of that, other than Wet Noodle's going to hate it because the specter is still over him, and I don't know how that all plays out, but we'll see.
I'm excited. I think it plays out. I think it does. I think he has a real influence on that organization. I mean, they've needed that. They need somebody in there who knows and is driven to be a winner.
Hey, you know the way he can best help you is player owner player. That's how you can best help you.
I guess the league would have to approve that.
Yeah.
The league would have to approve it. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. It doesn't really matter to me. I would rather have him than Stink Wet Noodle, but I mean, as far as the rate, I hadn't called in since the draft. As far as their draft is concerned, except for their first pick, I like the Raiders draft, but it just looks to me like they're not planning on winning next year. I mean, I don't understand with Smith and Jigba on the board why you took Tyree Wilson when you're basically drafting somebody who has a 50-50, 60-40 chance of being Cleveland Farrell. I didn't get that at all. I mean, you got Hunter Renfrow on your team.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, your pass rush has been awful. You have a one-man pass rush, and you were near
Wilson ain't going to change that.
He might some. You were near the bottom of the league in sacks. I think you had like 20 or something. And so, you know, that's an area that you've been lacking for a while. Now, you may actually have the best pass rusher in all of football, but you don't have anybody else to help him.
And been looking for Crosby's been there, they've been looking for somebody to help him. So maybe Wilson will work out. I mean, but they got Michael Meyer. I really like that pick. It just, you know, I like the Trey Tucker pick as well. I mean, I like all of the Raiders picks. Aiden O'Connell, we'll see. You know,
or did I get that mixed up? I always get that mixed up.
No, you have that right, because I was sitting here thinking that too.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch it. I was too busy running my mouth.
You said you liked Michael Meyer. I said, yeah, he was great in Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I think he's going to be great for the Raiders, too.
Maybe.
So, I mean, I like I said, I like all of them except for Tyree Wilson. I wish they would have pulled the trigger and gotten Smith and Jigba. I really do. But, Walt, man, I appreciate you.
Thank you, Robert. Good to have you back. Yeah, look, Smith and Jigba is going to be amazing in Seattle. I am interested. Really interested in watching Seattle. I think they have a lot of answers, and they have a two-pronged running back situation now that I think is going to be one of the best in football as well. So I think there's a lot to like with the Seahawks. And, you know, listen, don't be shocked if Geno Smith has an enormous year. Enormous year. Looper, you get back in. Hey, let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey. I want to discuss insurance for seniors and disabled with you again today. I decided to give back to you the recurring comments that you send into our show after using Gary's services. Thanks, Walt. Best Medicare insurance decision I've ever made. Gary's knowledge on the subject is only exceeded by his patience in leading you through this complicated process. I know that I have a long-lasting relationship with a valued advisor and friend. Gary will even direct you to do something without him if he sees a better option outside for you. You've heard all these similar testimonials live on the show. People calling about Gary all the time and what he's meant to them. Again, Gary's been in the field of medical sales for over 20 years. He's also been on Medicare himself for over 4 years. And his services come free to you. They don't cost you anything. He's going to save you money. He's going to put you in a better situation. He's unbelievably intelligent. He's unbelievably accommodating. And again, no one knows this subject matter better than Gary. He's also incredibly patient, and he'll explain every element to you. And you're going to need that as a layperson because we have no idea. So you need help. So give my guy, Gary Mahaffey, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, a chance to solve your problems. Call 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And remember, Gary's services always come free to you. In the unlikely event that Gary does not represent a plan you want, Gary will still shepherd you through the Medicare process. By the way, if you missed it earlier, Boston College beat Va Tech in Pool C, Clemson's pool, if you will. And that does not surprise me. I did not believe in Vitek. I thought Clemson had a tougher time when they went to BC. I know a couple of those games against Vitek were competitive. There's a 9-8 deal in there. I just didn't think Vitek's pitching was had held up through the course of the year, and I thought it just got progressively worse. So I was not surprised by that outcome. But again, Clemson's in a very cozy position here. Very cozy position. I don't care how it plays out. Look, in terms of how this should play out, this should wind up being Wake Forest versus Clemson for the whole thing because Clemson's not going to have to face Wake Forest. Look, I still think Wake Forest is the number one team in the country for a reason. Their pitching is just superior. But I remind you that Clemson's pitching started out with an ERA of like 6. Now it's down to like 4, which means it had to be like 2.75 or something for much of the late part of the season in order to lower that thing from 6 to 4. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Lowcountry Male. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Lowcountry Male offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
There's a lot to celebrate this month, graduation and the end of the school year, and warmer months ahead. Celebrate.